Well, thank you, Neil. It's great to be on, and I hope that weather warms up before I get there. I'm a California guy. I'm not used to that teens. We don't get to the teens in California where I'm from.
We are excited to have you in East Idaho on March 17th. You're going to be joining Congressman Simpson for a conversation to just answer questions for people, and people can come and be a part of that. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that, Representative?
Well, thank you. Well, Mike Simpson is a longtime friend of mine, and he's been trying to get me to go there to check out the Idaho National Labs for many, many years, which a lot of people don't realize is critical to our national security. People a lot of times, I think, you guys in Idaho probably know, but many people don't know the important role that they play. So I'm looking forward to touring the labs and then doing an event with Mike Simpson where he's going to have folks come in and I'm going to be interviewed. And most likely, unfortunately, 90% of the questions are on Russiagate or impeachment hoax or anything like that. But I'm looking forward to it. It's always a good time. And I've been in Idaho way back in the day because I did my master's thesis, and part of it was on the Idaho dairy industry, of all things.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very interesting. We're super excited to have you here in East Idaho, and we're grateful that you've made some time for us to talk with you this morning, and would like to ask you about Russia and the impeachment, if we could.
How did I guess?
I know, right? Exactly. Well, Congressman, first of all, before we ask you any questions, I just want to, I guess, thank you in behalf of myself, and I know a whole lot of other people here in Idaho. What it must have taken you to sit there during, you know, the impeachment hearing especially, and during the Russia collusion hoax, day after day after day, and combating and countering all of the lies and the disinformation. So thank you for doing that. I can't imagine anybody doing a better job than you did.
Well, I don't know. I'm sure somebody could have done a better job, but I was the only one in the position that had to do it, unfortunately. And look, and what's amazing about it is the Russia hoax is back alive again. It wasn't until the coronavirus narrative began by the left in this country and the media that took Russia off the front pages. If you may remember, a couple weeks ago, it all started back up again. You know, leaks from the Intelligence Committee that, once again, you know, Trump was doing something nefarious with Vladimir Putin, and it wasn't. Then coronavirus took over, and that just kind of dropped. But look, it was the one good thing about the impeachment hearings, from my perspective, was it was probably the first time that millions of Americans got to see House Republicans. And I joke, but it's actually, I think, somewhat true, based on a true story at least, that the American people that watch the major networks got to see more of House Republicans in 2 weeks than they got to see in the last two decades.
Yeah.
So, and I think they got to see this is crazy stuff that they're talking about, you know, and that's what we did. We just consistently pointed that out, and even with no witnesses of our own, they look foolish because I just don't think that, you know, it's common sense that, especially after Mueller finished his, you know, 2.5 year witch hunt, that the whole Russia thing was a hoax. So, you know, why would they resurrect it with Ukraine? It's like they don't have any real issues to talk about.
One of the questions that I've been asked as a pundit and a talk show host is from people who would like to see Adam Schiff in jail, quite honestly, and they've said that very openly. And I try to lower their expectations that I don't think he's going to jail for this. We know there's probably some political accountability coming in November for the Democrats. Will there ever be any kind of legal accountability for Adam Schiff's dishonesty and his lying? Is that a pathway that's even possible?
So it's a crime to lie to Congress. If you come to Congress and testify under oath, if you lie, it's a crime.
Yeah.
Ask Roger Stone, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, but if you're a congressman and you lie to your colleagues or lie to Congress, it's not a crime. But let me tell you, politicians are going to be politicians, and we're held accountable by our voters. Okay. And one of the challenges here is that the big cities are becoming hard socialist left. And what do socialists do? They're only after power. So they'll say and they'll do anything to grab power. And, you know, you have to understand that Schiff represents Hollywood and just outside of Los Angeles. It's just a major metropolitan area, one of the largest cities in the world. And, you know, that's how he plays his politics. So he's held accountable by his voters. If they like socialism, you know, they'll keep voting for him. But let me tell you who needs to be put in jail. And those are the people that we've made criminal referrals on that led us through what we call the FISA abuse, most people know as the Russia hoax.
Yeah.
There's several people there that need to be put in jail. And that's what Durham's working on. It's what the House Republicans have made criminal referrals on. And that, to me, is critically important because we in this country have to have confidence in the Department of Justice and the FBI. If not, you become a second or third world country where the intelligence services or the Department of Justice, FBI, is being used for political purposes. It doesn't make for a good functioning, transparent government.
We're talking with Congressman Devin Nunes. He's the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee and coming to Idaho on March 17th. Congressman, we just have you for a couple more minutes here. You mentioned FISA, and there's been a lot of questions about FISA reform, and I know that they put forward some things a month or two ago. Is there going to be real FISA reform, though, so that this never happens again?
Well, that's one of the keys right now. So there is a section of FISA that's up for renewal here in the next couple weeks. And I was actually at a meeting yesterday with many of my colleagues and the White House trying to figure out, can we get some safeguards put in here in the next couple weeks of the area that was abused? And that's what we're trying to look at. And I have to remind my colleagues, many people say, well, get rid of it. Well, you have to remember, the FISA courts were created because of abuse that was done by John Kennedy, LBJ, Watergate. Nixon was blamed for it, but there was a big study back in, matter of fact, I think Church, I think, was he from Idaho?
Yeah, Frank Church was, yeah.
Frank Church, yes, he led that. Boy, that's a long time ago, and that's what created not only the House and Senate Intelligence Committee, but also the courts. So you've got to have some type of system there, or else you have kind of a lawless program where, you know, you can there's no oversight over these agencies. Yep. So I think that's the critical component is what will the Democrats, will they acknowledge that their party abused the system, and will they change any of the law to ensure that these intelligence agencies can't be used to target a political campaign?
Yeah.
And that's going to be the question. And if not, I think you're going to see it'll just be one more notch that you'll see Republicans in droves not support these ongoing programs, which would be a shame because, you know, they do keep us safe. But at some point, you have to ask yourself what's more important, liberty and freedom. Or security. And I think most Americans at the end of the day will pick liberty and freedom over one political party turning the state against you.
Congressman Devin Nunes joining us. He will be here in East Idaho on March 17th along with Congressman Simpson. And Congressman Nunes, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's been a thrill to talk to you and a privilege. So thank you.
Hey, thank you, and I look forward to being in Idaho in a few weeks. I really appreciate the opportunity.